Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This is so true. Dane in front of the mic.
One, two, three, four.
Right in my ear holes.
Five, six.
Ralph.
Hello, we're finally back with a decent level.
To the sweet sounds of Kevin Bloody Wilson, and back as a happy podcast family again. It's hump day with Swanee and friends on a Thursday. It's still Wednesday somewhere in the world.
It sure is.
Back where Samantha Richards, Dane Swan, hello.
Hello. Hello. Can we just address?
Where's the welcome back from your holidays?
Welcome back. Well, I thought you were still on holidays.
Yeah, can you tell the difference?
No. Well, on our Instagram, she's posting. I don't know where we're on. Like yesterday, she was in Rome. Well, if you look on her Instagram.
Well, yesterday I was in Melbourne because I crossed it out right Antarctica.
The holiday's over.
Yeah.
Sure
is.
No posting photos. Post.
Well, I didn't actually post while I was there, so I've got a backlog, so...
Well, why do you have to post?
Well, I don't have to, but there's a few photos that are quite nice that are, you know...
But you could have said from my trip, though, you've actually...
I will do, yeah, I'll say...
You posted them like you're currently there, so are you trying to...
No, I haven't. I haven't posted since I've been back.
You posted yesterday.
In Melbourne.
Yeah, of Rome.
No, Rome hasn't got a mention. Actually...
Well, in Italy, somewhere, Cinque Terre or whatever.
Yeah, that was last week. No, the week before. Then after Cinque Terre, I went to Sorrento, Amalfi, and then Malta, and then Rome, and then home. So I haven't... Oh, you know what? I got an Italian SIM because I didn't want to waste roaming charges.
Mate, one day ago, Cinque Terre, you were not fucking there in one day ago.
No, I was not.
That's my point.
Yeah, but 24 hours ago...
And it wasn't like reminiscing from a holiday. You've put that up like so people still think you're there.
Because I don't want people to know where I am.
Well, I'm saying, like, all right, once the holiday's done, you're back in the misery like the rest of us. You're back.
Fucking talk about misery.
Exactly. You're back fucking with the commoners. No more of this holiday stuff.
Dave, when you got back from holiday, Samantha was interested in you.
Mate, you said you didn't post when you're over there. You got a fucking million. You got a thousand.
Hang on. You'll find a couple of those are like, what are they called? Collaborating with Stephen, because he posted a lot. I did not.
Oh, I'm sure that's probably worse.
Worse.
No.
There's a couple that I did not accept.
Is he that kind of...
No, but he's a photographer, so he like gets excited when he takes good photos. Which he did take a few crackers.
Do you collaborate with Taylor when you're on
this? Yeah, Taylor doesn't have social media.
There's a reason for that.
Yeah. You've posted many a photo of when you're away, so
I actually complained about how much he was posting, and some of them, I looked fucking like a troll. I would have slightly resembled Shrek if I didn't have a tan.
Well, everyone takes photos. As long as you look good, no one gives a fuck about what anyone else looks like.
Correct. Yeah, exactly right.
But Dane was keen to know about your photos and all that while you were away.
Absolutely. He's one of my most avid fans on Instagram.
Mm. Yeah. What was your phrase? No one gives a fuck about anyone else's holiday?
No. Well, especially when you live in Melbourne, like, no one wants to go on social media and see everyone sunning themselves, having fun with their lives in Europe.
It was the time.
Fuck off. Go live your holiday on your own. No one needs to see you having the time of your life fucking in Europe while we're slumming in here in Melbourne.
It was so good, but I tell you what, because they've been cooped up for so long, influencers were rife. It was like there was at one point at St. Peter's Pool in Malta, there was this lineup of girls for this one spot just to take photos, and they were getting so antsy when the first girl who was in position wasn't getting the shot she wanted. They were like huffing and pacing. No, I was in the pool holding my toddler.
Yeah.
So I'm so old, I remember when people used to go to tourist attractions to take photos of the tourist attraction. Not anymore.
No. Well, not as much.
Photos yourself in that.
In front of, yeah, yeah.
Right. Okay.
But you know what? Travelling with Stephen was quite interesting because he hasn't travelled much and I've been to most of the places that we already went.
Oh,
so
No,
as in like I'd been to Venice, but we thought we'll just go so that Stephen can see it. And fucking the annoying thing was the itinerary would have been very different if we were going just for places that, new places for me. And every time we got somewhere, he was like, is that it? It's the Eiffel Tower, Stephen. He's like, yeah, it's a fucking metal structure. I'm like, what's next? Are you kidding?
It's a plug.
Are you kidding me? We travelled all this way.
Same, I'm not a big sightseer.
Oh, because I've seen them, I'm like, I don't really need to see them again. Once you've seen them once, I don't get the appeal of going back to see them.
Yeah, but when I was there, well, I'd had no interest in seeing the fucking 16th Chapel. A lot of stuff like that. And the Vatican, I was old.
It's, the Vatican's pretty magnificent to think, like, the scale and grandeur of it is pretty crazy.
Pyramids is probably the one thing I would go to Egypt for, but apart from that,
That's the other thing I dragged him along to.
Architecture and all the...
Not into it.
I couldn't give a hoot.
Not a
right size. I'd go to the best restaurant there.
Mm.
Eat their food and go to a bar or something.
Yeah.
Sit by a pool.
I was captivated by the Royal Ascot Winning Post.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there's a tourist attraction.
Yeah.
We didn't get to Royal Ascot. We didn't get there. We stupidly, like...
You were in London during the Ascot and the
Ashes
Test,
and
you didn't go.
So here's the thing. We were originally going for only 2 weeks because Stephen has businesses that he can't really walk away from. But I somehow convinced him to just extend either side by a week. So we ended up being there for 4 weeks, but we didn't look at the dates when we booked. And we landed on the last day of the first test. So that was at 7:30 at night.
When I booked. Yes.
The last day of the first test, so we missed that. And we landed in London as Roland Garros was finishing and we were in Paris when Wimbledon was starting. So we fucked that up.
You did have a child. That makes it a bit harder.
Yeah, but we still would have gone. Like.
Yeah, because Dane likes travelling on planes with children. I don't know if you heard that.
Oh, so I've read. I can't wait to unpack your experience the first time.
That was fun.
My son was actually fantastic until, we didn't do much flying. The best piece of advice that was given to me that I can give to anyone else is where you can take a train because... You don't have the check-in and time and all that fucking nonsense. They can run up and down the plane.
Take a train across water.
We can go underwater when you go under the English Channel.
Long way to America.
This is so true.
Long train.
Yeah, and their trains.
We can't get a fucking airport link. We can't get one from the fucking city to the airport, let alone fucking across water.
It's outrageous, isn't it?
Yeah.
But take a train where you can. But Noah was pretty good. He, for the first leg of the first flight, was 9 hours, and he slept for 8 of them. And I was like, who is this child?
Mm.
That was amazing. And we landed at 7:30 p.m. He went to bed and slept 12 hours. So he was quite good travelling. But there were some other not so good children on there. And you know what? I had a child in my hand, so I couldn't look at them with disdain. But there were people giving people eyes.
Mm.
Well, Dane said Tate doesn't do airline lounges very well.
He's not interested in the...
He's not bad in the airline lounges. Didn't want to go back in there once we got cancelled, so we had to sit at the boarding gate.
That would have humbled you pretty quickly.
About 4 hours, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Couldn't get up, go to the toilet, go get something to eat, and just sit there and watch him. It was fun.
What was he doing, watching planes?
Well, watching his iPad.
You can pick the iPad up and move it.
Every time I did, he started bawling, so it was just easy just to sit there.
Who's in charge, Dane?
Well, who do you think?
Your tiny little dictator at home.
We know they leave children unaccompanied, apparently.
This is very true.
Anyway, while you're gone,
Dane's
walked into your wee area.
While you were gone, something else happened. Yeah.
What else happened?
Well, Ralph, have you bought anything lately?
Oh,
you
so hang on.
Loser?
Hang on a second. Let me set the scene for everyone. There's been a little tension in our group, and I am unaware of what this is. And you also were not making it clear. He had to Ralph. He had to work it out on his own.
You fucking loser.
And the penny dropped.
Word, Dane. I'm a man of my word.
What's going on?
You were the antithesis of everything.
That's right.
And now you've joined them.
Have you bought a Dan Andrews t-shirt?
No. Mm-hmm. Bought something just as bad.
A blue tick.
You bought a blue tick on Twitter. What a loser.
I'm a man of my word. I said to Elon Musk.
What?
When this all changed, I said if Lisa Wilkinson, who was a Pirate Pete, the Bandana Man, Jane Carroll, Ronald Connolly don't get one, I will get one. To help you out.
That's not the reason. Why'd you really get it?
Hang on.
Are you that important? Are you that happy with yourself that you think you deserve a blue tick?
Can I clarify? Have you bought this for your personal account?
Yeah.
Ralph Horowitz.
I only fell off my seat when I was saying, so fuck, something's different with this account.
But that's not the funny bit.
Blue tick.
That's not the funny bit. The funny bit.
No, none of it's funny, Ralph.
Exactly. There's nothing humorous about it.
I'm not laughing.
It took me 8 hours to work out why Dave had the shits with me yesterday. As you saw, we in our group got a message from Dave saying he wasn't happy with me. Oh, what the fuck isn't he happy with me for? Then all of a sudden, bingo, wow. That's what it'd be.
Do you know, I don't have the figures in front of me, but do you know the astronomical figures that they made in the first 12 hours?
I'm a man of my word, Samantha.
You're contributing.
Yes. I'm a man of my word.
That means that they've capitalized.
You used to laugh and...
That's right.
And throw shade on the people who these blue tick. Now you're one of them.
Because they got it for nothing.
Now they lost it.
I'm buying one.
No, that's worse. Getting it for nothing, it's get it for nothing. Nothing changes in your life. You are actively paying.
Yes, to support it.
Because you think your opinion is that.
No.
Yes, yes.
Don't
try and spin zone it like you're trying to do it to fuck the man. You're doing it because. I cannot believe that you bought a blue tick. Unbelievable. Well, I'm not sure we can work together anymore.
Well, that's fair enough too. But
what? Do your children know?
No.
It'd be fair to say that wouldn't be an ideal Twitter open. But
I'm sure they would know. If they jump on Twitter, they'll be able to see it, Ralph. They'll see the blue tick next year.
Now,
yeah, and your teenage kids listen to you. Wait, listen, Ralph.
Too busy on new porn. And red tube and bloody.
This is Ralph's children.
Is that where they're done yet?
Well, what's the one that the doco's on? What's that one called?
The one that we all pretend we don't know about.
On Netflix.
Yeah, Pornhub. That's the one. Not the ink. They probably need to get one away.
Oh God. At least the pressure valve, you reckon.
Yeah,
so I've worked out an arc of social media celebrity on social, you know.
Are you in this boat now that you've got a blue tick?
Yeah, no, he's above us. He's above us. Wow. He's so much cooler than us.
Wow.
You start off doing something about your family. Then you a la Christian Petrarca with his nonna and his pasta stuff.
Yeah, cooking. What's his... Whatever it's
called. Oh, he's been on TikTok channel. With it, yeah. Yep. Yeah. And then it's like, you know, hey guys, any Netflix suggestions? Just to show you're a person of the people.
Yeah.
Pendles is big on that one. Just all of a sudden. Hit me up with some Netflix stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This is the real test. Have you, now that you're a blue ticker, have you taken the chance to put up a question box yet saying, ask me anything?
Then there's some shameless commercial endorsements.
Yeah.
And then the final step is, Sam, going on Twitter to complain directly to an airline when your flight gets cancelled.
Yeah, right. Have you made that? Have you made
that?
That was day last week.
Yeah, he did. Did you get any?
And have
that's
you,
what everyone does.
Did but, you said you were going to follow up at the launch.
Well, I'm not. They probably don't listen to me.
Somewhere near the microphone, Sam?
They probably don't listen to me because I don't have a blue tick. So maybe I should get you to do it for me. They just fucking swipe past me. They probably think I'm some spam account.
So you held back last week from with Marco, but you gave us a little lick of the ice cream. So we just need to unpack this a bit.
What do you mean? We talked about it last week.
Well, you mentioned one. You said you were
just talking about.
Yeah, airline etiquette, assholes.
Oh, that.
Yeah,
forgot about that.
So for the smart people listening who aren't on Twitter, right? List of airline assholes. The priority boarder who isn't a priority boarder. Explain.
Well, I don't think I need to. Well, what do you mean, like? People who just try and sneak on, they can wait up the back. Fucking.
You experience any of this when we get through?
It was outrageous. The priority line was so long.
I know.
At
like,
one of the airports, I was like, you guys aren't priority.
And I look over, that's red. That should be gold, platinum, or should be business. Well,
back you go.
Oh, I don't say anything.
It's ridiculous.
But you don't say anything, you're like, you fucking asshole.
They make it worse for everyone else. There's a reason there's an order of boarding.
Exactly. Children and decrepits first. Yeah, people would fall off their perch. And then wheelchairs and stuff like that, people would need assistance. And then your business, platinum and gold,
mm-hmm.
I would imagine. And economy, I think there's economy exit in there too, I think.
Economy Plus?
Or whatever it is, whatever. Yeah. This is just version. I'm unaware of what the Qantas one is. But and then, yeah, you should just wait your turn.
Mm.
People are just plead ignorance. Oh, sorry, I didn't know. You
bullshit.
First time flying, is it?
Mm. Can't read.
Would exactly.
You? But you were a priority boarder at nightclubs, I'm assuming.
Still is.
Yeah, so what's the difference?
Exactly, what's the difference?
Yeah, well, exactly. There's the right lane, the nightclub is the right one where there's no line, where you walk straight in, and there's a big long one.
We don't stand in that. The thing that infuriated some people, there was these two young women who possibly were in first, maybe business, dressed accordingly, and they were very annoyed in one of the airports that we're in because they were standing at the very front of the priority boarding and the air hostesses asked us to come past with our pram so that they could board us first so they could get the shit on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is the point of priority boarding.
Mm.
They were very, very annoyed, but then to make matters worse, we boarded onto a bus. So their order didn't matter anyway, and they were very vocally annoyed.
Yeah.
The people who hold up everyone getting off the plane because they've not prepared themselves as soon as the seatbelt sign goes off.
Yeah. The shit will get off the pot.
Yeah. Also
right. Shit will get off the pot. Just either wait if you've got children there, just go, we'll just wait.
Wait to the end.
Because you just got your checked baggage, so it's like, what's the fucking matter?
Correct.
Or get up, grab your stuff. So when you're leaving an orderly file, don't just stand up and just, oh, fuck, my turn to go, is it?
Yeah.
Let me go three carriages back.
Correct.
And grab me thing, like,
we'll have to walk past, like, oh, I've just got to get, can you get my bag?
Exactly.
It's like three,
get up,
no.
Get up and get ready as soon as the seatbelt sign goes off. There's people who want to get out.
Yeah.
Or just fucking dilly, or just sit in his chair and wait until everyone goes, and you can take your time if you're a bit of a, you know.
Correct. And you know what? Your baggage may be three carriages down, but that's because you didn't board in the correct order. If you'd have got on the plane,
you're a priority boarder, you'd be able to board straight ahead.
Above your head, right.
Exactly.
If you're late to the plane, your bag's going to be somewhere else.
Do you mind get me that so we can get off? Bang, so I can get off.
Bingo.
So I don't hold the crowd up.
Yeah.
And then some nice good Samaritan will probably grab before I pass it
Correct.
Down. But don't get up and shit will get off the flight is basically. So
people who sit in the wrong seat, sit. See, if you were a blue tick, you could have edited that.
Wow.
Is that what you can do as a blue ticker?
You can now, people who sit in the wrong seat and then can ask if you can sit in there.
There's fancy guy over here.
I know, it's all ins and outs.
There's fancy guy.
Thank you. Market research. I wouldn't have known.
When did you decide to buy it? How long's it been out for? A day or two?
About a week.
Why? When did it go through? I'm going to buy this. What tweet you were, fuck, I need to edit that, or what was the tweet that went?
No, the scrolling of it.
I like
using it for my reading, for my...
So the scrolling of it was what got you?
Yeah.
Hang on, what?
You must scroll, because I scroll a bit, but I fucking have never had a knockback. I've never...
But that 600.
Yeah, but I was like, I scroll enough
600?
On it, but I've never had a... You must fucking be on it a lot.
It's my reading material.
I'm not saying.
Hang on, it's just look,
so
this
if
is
I,
concerning.
So I subscribe to the Australian newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, this is my reading material as well.
Right. Well, I was just saying, like, you scroll on it a lot because I think
I've never maxed out.
When it first came in, a few people showed their hand.
With what?
Dustin Fletcher, or something, like Robert Jordan. A few people I followed. Like, what's this scrolling limit? I thought they got a bit of
I thought I was on it a bit, but obviously I mustn't be because I've never hit the limit.
We're talking amongst ourselves here. Is it time for an intervention? Because this is getting
concerning. It is sad. Yeah.
Ralph.
But you know what's sadder? That's not the top 10 saddest things of my life. About me. Righto. People who sit in the wrong seat and then ask if you can sit in there.
This actually happened to us on a train as well as a plane, but the train was worse because they weren't going to move. Because there's no air hostesses, right? And we paid to be... The difference between first and second class on a train is not much difference.
Yeah.
And it's about 10 euro each. So we paid for it because we got no one, more room, table. And these two women that claimed they couldn't speak English were digging their heels in.
Yeah.
But luckily, because we were in the first carriage, the ticket inspector ended up getting in, getting on and getting them to move. But they were just, like...
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Could you mind just sitting this in? No.
Yeah.
I fucking like me window.
These guys
I'll hold this whole fucking plane up. We will
correct.
Not leave here until you get off out of that seat, fatso. So
I don't have to fetch those
Tata.
Guys just make your point, though.
Tata. Well, if he's fat, he's fat. So the tata you get. It's even harder if there's a kid or something. Like, fuck. Whatever, buddy. I don't care. I said, what's your say? Unless there was a window for window, I always won't bother, but... If they're in the middle or something like that, you go, nah, or they've got someone sitting next to them. They're like, get out. Read the fucking thing. It's not hard.
Yeah.
It's not hard. It's literally on your seat. It's 16F. It's 16F. That one. You'll sit there.
Perfect. We actually gave away a, I don't know how you feel about this, but Stephen and I had booked like A and C. So the middle one was free. And we kind of did that on purpose to hopefully get that third seat. And it got booked. And the guy that happened to be there, we kind of looked at him and like, we've got a toddler. Did you want the aisle so like we'll shove across? And he's like, absolutely, because my family's down there. He deliberately booked himself away from his family. Mm. So we gave him the aisle.
You would have been in trouble if you said, no, I prefer middle seats.
Well, he would have had some issues that...
So how many planes roughly off the top of your head did you catch on your trip?
Not many, probably 6, 7.
Right. People who clap when their plane lands.
Yeah.
It's on Dave's list.
It's an American thing, though, I think. I've heard it mostly in the States.
Unless you play, we talked about this last week, but yeah, you don't fucking clap when you get out your Uber, do you? Or your taxi.
Right.
Or your other public, or a tram. So, same goes. You're safer in the air if you go on percentages, I think. It's a plane safer than a car.
Mm.
I'll read this whole one.
I think you're fairly correct.
The person who is 10 minutes late to the plane and holds the flight up, you're no more important than all of us, you are. So I don't care if your chai arm and latte took a little longer than it should have. You can walk home.
What time did Dane walk in this morning?
Yeah, about 6 months. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then they don't apologise, a big smile on their face. Like, man, fuck, come on. The planes are never on time. The one time it is, this arsehole's up the front.
Correct.
Just dilly-dallying all his way to the fucking gate.
And then they contribute to the category before of haven't been able to put their bags above their head because they got on so late.
And then that snowballs. If that's an early morning flight, then it delays wherever the plane's going next, and it just fucks the whole day for the airline.
Mm-hmm.
And then the airline look bad because it's the one asshole.
Mm-hmm.
So, mate, you know the times don't change. At worst, get there on time.
Why do they do that? They don't have any obligation. Like, it's not like someone's going to go, oh, you left on time and I missed my flight. Mm. So why do they call people over the thing?
And cut her off, bang, see you later.
Correct, flight's closed, see you later.
And finally, the arsehole that gets up immediately and tries to sneak up 4 rows before the door's open.
Also confusing. Like, we're all getting off at the same time and not until the door opens.
So pop, put an arm out and go, not today. And then that's when I'll take my time. That's when I'll just be like, just really slowly. There's enough designated aisle space for a lot of people in their allocated rows.
Mm.
You just come down 3 rows, I mean, there's more people there, then you can't get out, you fucking squash. I can't get out of my seat because there's 4 people like right next to the aisle.
Yeah.
But like, just sit, not my fault you're in 57B.
Correct.
And they're not opening from the rear entrance.
And also, I don't understand how they don't realise, which you raised earlier, we all have to stand around and wait at the baggage carousel anyway.
Oh, exactly.
So you jumping 3 rows is not helping.
It doesn't matter. I made that with Sunday. It was like a bizarre rant.
It was a rant, that's right.
It was
anything you say on Twitter is a rant.
It was a bizarre rant. I was like, okay, that's one way to go with it.
I don't find it bizarre at all. I find it quite accurate.
It was an opinion piece. That's all
it was. Sushi had the inside. Exactly. It was an opinion piece.
Goodness me.
So while you're away, I'll go back to this. Dane ventured into your territory.
Yeah, please elaborate.
He's now an MC. Do you know that?
Excuse me, stay in your lane.
So, yeah, I know. I've learned wonderful things off you, Samantha.
How did this come about?
I did the Bulldogs while you were there.
Fuck off. How did that go?
At the Collingwood game.
Did you pull out your mullet?
Yeah. So I'm trying to grow one.
You haven't noticed.
Yeah. No, it was great.
Yep.
Yeah. No, I just hosted an event.
How did it go? Tell us about it. How did the conversation come up?
We're just going over old ground here, so the people who listened last week will just be bored. But
how did you go? Like, did you enjoy it? Is it something
fine.
Like...
Yeah, well, it's obviously...
Do I have concerns about
I'm no longer the talent anymore, so my life's... You know, we spoke about this last time too, but... Yeah, no, it was a nice kick in the guts knowing that I'm no longer required as the talent.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like you, Samantha.
Yeah, it's the glue that holds it all together.
I was going to say the one that no one really wants to listen to.
This is also true.
You have to ask questions for the stars of the show.
Correct.
Which I ain't anymore, no. Which is a shame. But that comes for us all.
I revisit.
I have to get a blue tick, and maybe that might just
make it relevant again.
Goodness.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm surprised you don't have one because you had one before this happened, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I didn't ask for it. It just.
Oh, so you had to ask for it if you already had it.
Thing of pay for it.
No, not everyone. So if you already had them beforehand, so if you go to Instagram, which you'll see on Russ now, and you click on their name, it'll say verified when, and if it says verified in 2023, that person paid for their tick. But if you had it in 2019,
no, they took it off everyone who didn't have a million followers
on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's gonna be fairly obvious that
anyway,
people
this is boring to people who aren't on Twitter. So tell me about the point. A lot of feedback to the caption this photo we put up.
Talking
there.
For me?
Well, I don't think Sam's playing for the
players. No, I played two games on the weekend. My body's just fucking coming good now. Played Super Rules too.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sunday.
Yeah.
That was a good game. It was an interesting game. They take the Super Rules take it seriously. They don't mess about. I thought, well, I was coming from a bit of a Sunday recovery. And we played the top side. And, mate, fuck, were they into it? So it was the grand final. Celebrating, going mad. We lost the man. Well, we didn't lose him. We knew where he was. He was on the bench. He got sent off. I think he said something a bit untoward to the umpire. So we had 17 men for the rest of the game, and we're down 5 goals at half time. And I know they were just getting a bit sore. I was like, okay.
Ron? Did Ron make an appearance?
He may have been wrong. Top size 17, played one short the rest of the game, and I was like, geez, they're taking it a little bit too seriously. I might just have to just roll into about third or fourth gear here. So, but like, but in all seriousness, it's not very hard to manage over 35. If I was fresh, you'd have 100.
Exactly.
But are you ever going to be fresh
again?
I played
the day before, yeah, so right. I actually felt okay though, so I could actually move. So I was alright, I might have to slip myself in a third or fourth. So I should be coach. I was we need to win this game. I just come off the back of the square and I just play an extra bin, was a win at the source instead of going one on one, so they can have a spare forward.
And hang on, can I pause you there? Did you run this game plan past anyone else, or did you just come up within your head and execute?
No point having 6 backs and 1 less forward. Might as well just try and even the game up centre forward, because we're going to get beat anyway. We're 5 goals down. Mm. We might as well try and even up the numbers at the source of the stoppage. So, and it worked. We won by 3 points.
There it is.
So that was good, but mate, I've been fucked for 4. What is it today? It's Wednesday somewhere. But mate, I was sore thumb, bruising my thumb.
My God.
Yeah, bruising my hand.
What's that from?
I don't know, something. One of the two games on the weekend. Lucky I'm not playing this week. I'm actually going to Brisbane.
Oh, giving back.
Yeah, giving back. So I'm in Brisbane. But the Pines.
Wilson Grange Gorillas.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, the Gorillas.
Yeah.
But the Pines, we won. I haven't been as miserable as I've been in a football game for a fucking very long, well, maybe ever, because when I was playing AFL, I might have been miserable, but I was getting paid a lot. And I was playing AFL, so.
That helps.
It does help playing AFL. It was probably, there was a game in Tassie, but I was also doing a bit of charity work there, so I was getting looked after there. But that was when the snow was coming off the mountain. I've never been colder that day. It was fucking horrific in the last sport. I was home by the goalpost. By this day, I was just cold and wet, miserable. We played the second bottom side. Apparently, we're a good side. It was even at 3/4 time, and then we kicked like 5 in a row and won by about 4 goals. But
wrong.
It was a miserable old day, mate. I was so cold, and it wasn't a great day for.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Forward on the weekend.
So what was the instructions you were giving the coach who's meant to be giving you instructions?
So I'm going off, I've had enough, it's freezing. I was telling what I saw out there, and he agreed for me. He had the same thing in mind, but so we evened up the numbers. I was just boring footy talk. We figured it out and then we kicked five in a row, so should have done it a bit earlier. But I missed this week for the Pines. I won't be there. They play second versus third, so
big game.
But
Work takes priority, don't
it? It does. Well, I did give them a roundabout figure. Well, I said I'm happy not to go.
Yes.
To Brisbane, but
wrote a little number
on a napkin and said, "Well, this is what it's going to take." And I said, "I'll see you next week."
Well, as we learnt this week, there's not much difference between 2.5 and 7.
Wow. There's a bit.
So for those who didn't see the photo on our socials, it was Dane pointing with the coach at three-quarter time. A couple of nice comments here on our Swanee and Friends Facebook page from Paul. Is this the priority boarding line? From Tim, the Alaskan pipeline's this way.
Mulch baggings over there.
From Tony, kick it to Ralph.
He's a garland pipe.
Not a bad aim spot.
Exactly. And what was this one I liked from Stewie? Europe's that way. Sam's there, if you couldn't tell by Instagram.
Absolutely. But, I was big weekend. I was absolutely knackered on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So I'm just coming good now, but I'll go. Hopefully it's nice in Brisbane up there, and then back next week for a game of footy in Rosebud. I underestimate how long it takes to get to these games.
Petrol's going up.
So I should have negotiated that in my contract. So
correct.
I'm losing money going out there with babysitters and that. St. Kilda City's only 5 minutes away. So yeah, I underestimate how long it takes me to get there. But
well, you're a union stock. Didn't you take into account travel time? And
I didn't know where Pines was. I remember those don't say Frankston. That's where it is. So the Pines, yeah, but we're going right. We're equal. If we win this week, we're equal second.
Well, you said about miserable day, but when you were playing professionally, you got paid enough to cover your misery.
Yeah.
We don't talk a lot of X's and O's, but I would say Brody Grundy's probably in that category now at the moment.
He's miserable?
Well, in that, he's got something covering his misery.
Yeah.
If he's 900K a year, is accurate.
Yeah, no, well, you think beyond roughly on that, but he'd be miserable going out to Casey. It's fucking not well out there.
It's a long way, isn't it?
No, it's there.
People, though.
It'd be windy. No, I'm not saying the people aren't well. People are wonderful, but I think the ground, not that I've played there, but the ground, I think there's no coverage, so I think it'd be super windy.
Yeah.
And Melbourne, always seems to be a little bit warmer, maybe because of the lights and the stand of the MCG and stuff like that, like the... Well, Colin would get 80,000, so it's a bit warmer. Standing out like in the middle of a suburban ground, it seems to be like...
You've learned that now.
Yeah, a lot more kind, probably mentally a bit more. It's just like, you don't want to be there. And Brody wouldn't be feeling... You do have to say all the right things and do all the right things, so I'm ready to go. They'd be like...
As does Max, yes.
Yeah.
You can make that work.
Yeah. They'll have to say it, but... Brody probably won't be there next year, will he?
Well, it's an amazing overreaction though in 1 week. I mean, there's. Do you know what a black swan is? What's like what the analogy for a black swan is?
No.
So, well, everyone thought swans were white.
Yeah.
And then one day a black swan turned up from Australia. And you went, okay, that's wrong. Mm-hmm. So in other words, when one thing makes you change your mind, that's not a black swan moment. Just because Max Gordon played really well with
him. And also, I'm not sure about this narrative that Brody Grundy can never be a forward.
Your old coach says that during the week.
That's what I mean. Everyone said he's a pretty talented footballer. How many how many idiots have gone from forward to back and become all Australian backmen? Or how many backs? That's a completely fucking different.
Yes.
Like, that's a whole different game. Like, going from ruck to forward is, you still got to go and get the ball. Where going, you know, like Tazza did, it should have been all Australian, was a full forward. You know, Liam Jones was a forward. Like,
on Trent Crowe?
Yeah, there's littered. Mate, every year there's one that goes from back to forward who becomes, fuck, why was he there? And they're talking about Aaron Norton going from forward to back.
Yeah.
So, like, people, like, everyone has strings to their bows any days. Like, midfielders go from mid to forward. That's, you know, Petrarca, now I'm not saying he's fucking Petrarca or Smarten, but he's a good, he's an all-Australian footballer, so it's not like he's no idiot.
Yeah.
So the narrative that he can't be a forward is ridiculous.
Mm.
Who else have they got?
Mm.
Ben Brown, Tom McDonald, who's injured. Ben Brown's been in and out. Jake Milkson been in and out, and he had his moment on Friday.
Exactly. I'd say just about take Brody over fucking Ben Brown. Maybe he might be a better kick, he might be a better straight lead, but Brody's probably going to crush it pack a bit better. It depends what obviously Melbourne are looking for, but how do you go in the twos?
Well, they didn't really have a game. They had 14v14.
You were fucking pumped about running around there, 14v14. but yeah, I don't really subscribe to the narrative that he can't play forward. Like, he's an all-Australian footballer. He's a good footballer. He's a gun footballer. Like, he can learn how to... And he would have played forward as a junior. All the good players played mid-forward as a junior. He would have... And he can mark the ball. He can...
So what does that mean to plebs like me, who most of the people listening to this will be at that standard? What does it mean when you hear about... Well, you wouldn't know leading patterns and running patterns, etc. What does that mean? Because you would know.
Well, I think he knows. Of course, I think he knows lead. He's not an idiot. Like, he's a pretty intelligent kid. Like, you know, leading patterns on the wing, like where the space is. If you don't know where the space, you can't lead to the space. You shouldn't play. Well, he's all the space. Fuck, I'm not going to lead there. Like, all he has to do is put his hand in the air.
Yeah.
Like, he's a big man. Like, at worst, he can just be the bailout kick.
Yeah.
Like, because they don't really have one in Melbourne. Like, Fritz is like a your nippy fucking. On the lead forward, Ben Brown is not a, you wouldn't say he's a pack mark, he's on the lead. I don't really know many of the others. That Van Roy seems, what's his name, Van Roy?
Yeah, and he's good, but he's a couple of years away.
Yeah, exactly. He seems like one who can crush pack snap, but like you said, he's probably a couple of years away from being a consistent gun. I think Brody can do that. We're boring you, Samantha? Just
no.
Having a chocolate.
I'm so fucking hungry.
Yeah. But yeah, man, leading, I think, will he be fucking Tony Lockett?
No.
Probably not, but Matty Lloyd. But like, he can absolutely find a leading pattern. Like, it's not hard. There's a fool. Just lead to the kicker's foot, or you know, just.
And I always say that one of the things we don't have many things as fans, but if you really like your side and you watch your side, you'll often come up with things that the general media, who don't really give a fuck, they're just getting paid, miss. And now I said this on Math Science 2 weeks ago. I said because it's hard to say, well, Melbourne's suddenly so inaccurate. Oh, I wonder why we're inaccurate when we played Port Adelaide in sideways sleep, Cadinia Park sideways sleep, and then Alice Springs. Now, in horse racing, you do wet track form and dry track form.
Yeah.
Surely, when you're playing, it's going to be harder to kick a goal outdoors when it's busy rain and sideways, right?
Yeah.
And then we go to play St Kilda at Marvel and we kick straight. But I do think one of the knock-on effects of that was Brody Grundy in that shithouse conditions for a big guy. And then he missed a couple of clunk.
Yeah.
Opportunities against the Kilda. Well, you're not playing that way. And neither was Max, by the way.
Yeah.
And Max said that himself post game on Saturday. So I actually think he's just been dropped on
form. Yeah, I was going to say, it might just be form.
Yeah.
Well, and if you're not getting a kick in the ruck, well, that's his fucking one wood. So
yeah.
If you're not doing it there, and obviously, you know, you think he's going to be there a while now, unless Max gets hurt, because Max obviously played the game of his life on the weekend. It's all because Brody was out of the side. So.
Well, that's the other thing. They said it's the best game in 4 years on champion data, your friend.
Yeah.
But that means it's an outlier, right? So you're not expecting Max to do that every week, because
he's 32.
Yep.
And like, his body's probably slowing down. But Brody's too good a player to be sitting in the twos.
Yeah.
He just might be. There's not at Melbourne next year. If I was Brody and they play me, he's a competitive beast, as they say, and like, all those good players want to play. Whether you're getting fucking that money or not, you don't want to be going down to Casey every day in the middle of the fucking freezing cold, going, this is fucked, and like getting hammered, getting abused from, like, because you hear the abuse more from the sidelines in the twos when there's just one voice, where when there's 80,000, 60,000 there, it all just blends in, you can't hear them. But when you've got 200 people there, and you hear that one idiot, you're fucking no good, like, you look, you know, that's when you're driving home, freezing cold, showers of shit in the local footy club, and so like, what the fuck am I doing? Get me out of here. And he might go back to Port Adelaide, but they were, so is he a required player?
Well, I don't know if I've heard that yet. Okay. But that's the next step.
Yeah, exactly. So keep an eye, your eyes open for required player.
So sad.
Tell me.
He just opened the door. You said if you were Brody Grundy. Right. Brody, we'd like you to stay, but we think we just need to pay you a bit less.
Yeah. Where would you like me to go? Yeah. I mean, plenty, well, good ruckmen are hard to find.
Yeah.
And mate, he'll have four clubs paying his fucking wage. Collingwood, Melbourne,
that's
the next club. but yeah, mate, he could be used at Geelong, Port Adelaide, I think.
Is it too early to call this about Collingwood? The most unluckiest person in footy over the last 5 years.
Who?
Ned Guy. How much shit did he cop when that when they did that salary cap dump?
Yeah.
You ever tweaked that around?
I know. Treloar hasn't, wouldn't say he's set the world on fire.
Steve-O?
Yeah. He wouldn't say he's become, he's on an All-Australian, he's in a perennial Australian. Treloar won't be. Brody's in the twos.
Is it Phillips?
Tom Phillips isn't in the league anymore.
Yep.
Is that about it?
And part of that dump was to make sure they could re-sign on a bigger contract Darcy Moore and have points for Nick Dacos.
Yeah.
It worked out all right.
Yeah, not bad. Yeah, they're going okay.
And he got the most shit of anyone in the history of footy.
Yeah, and he's, I think he's
out. Another guy, but
he's out of the game too, isn't he?
I think he's, yeah, I don't think he's directly at Clubland.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
So it's worked out alright, hasn't it, for the boys? They're going alright, the boys.
Can you work out why they're pushing wildcard around?
You don't like it?
Hey, I'm not knocking it.
You might. I've seen your blue tick pop up heaps.
Because like most degenerates don't, I'll be watching it, might have an investment on it.
Exactly.
I might go. I'm not knocking it. Please don't tell me it's for the good of the game.
Seems like you were knocking it. So, okay, if you were the AFL, would you put it in?
If I was an executive of the AFL...
If you were the boss of the AFL and you had the power to put it in, would you put it in?
So the longer question is...
I just want a yes or no answer.
Is my salary?
I just want a yes or no answer.
Is my salary connected to the growth to extra revenue?
So I just want a yes or no answer. It does not affect your pay packet one bit.
No,
so you wouldn't put it in.
Ask me if it affects my pay packet.
Would you get more money if there's a World Cup?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Samantha, do you know what we're talking about?
No.
Okay, you're gonna sit out this. Yeah.
Saying so instead of battle the top eight, they have a wild card round where 10th place, 7th, and 8th place, 9th. For the right to play 5th versus 6th. So instead of that bye week, and I wonder if media organisations will make more money.
Yeah, there's got to be...
Of course they will.
I like the idea.
What do you like about it?
It gives more clubs the opportunity to play in my finals top atmosphere. And basically, like Ralph, I would watch it. It's a shit... I think the bye week should be... Well, hold on, let me retract this. If they're going to... The wild card round will be great if they keep the bye week before the finals, because it gives us something to watch.
Yep.
If they're going to do it, if they change it, well, I think they should, and have the bye week pre-grand final, just to give, in case like a concussion happens, or you know, get all the award nights out in the week first, and they have a clear weekend, fucking people can go away or get married, whatever they may have. Then I think no, obviously you can't have a wild card weekend day before the grand, but if that for that weekend that's free, there needs to be something on it. So I think the Wild Card weekend will be good. Have a Friday, Saturday night game. Like, you know.
You've just opened the door to my brain here.
Okay.
So very smart people, say Gil McLaughlin or Andrew Dillon, whether you like or dislike any idea they come up with, you're an idiot if you think they're not smart, right?
Yeah.
They're smart. So at the moment, why is there not a week off before the grand final? There should be, because exactly that.
Yeah.
So when... Touchwood is not Christian Petrarca, but if it's a gun player who misses the grand final because of concussion, well, we'll bring in that. But to make up for that weekend before the final, we'll bring in the wild card round because we're being generous. That's what's happened. That's why they're keeping it up their sleeve at the moment.
Okay, no, well, that's just going to have to add another weekend to the already long season then. So I don't think that'll happen.
For financial... No, they wouldn't. What I'm saying is that instead of the... Oh yeah, they would do.
They would have to, unless the only way they wouldn't is if everyone gets a bye in the middle of the year. You know what I mean? So everyone's off.
Yeah.
So then they shorten the then they shorten that, because that means that you extend another week and then the CBA and that would go off. But yeah, in my opinion, I think the wildcard would be good if they keep the bye before the finals, because it gives us something to watch. You'd be 80,000 at both games, or you know, whether it's in fucking Adelaide, it'd be jam packed. And you know, the other thing is, people, all these traditionalists, I'm a traditionalist, right? In 3 years, look, and I know we're Americanized and all that kind of shit, but like the wildcard now in the NBA, fuck people up. People hated it. Like in 5 years, our kids growing up, it would be awesome. But people will love the wildcard. And with 20 sides, half the sides get the opportunity to play in finals. Like there's going to be 19, but half the job, I think that's probably fair enough. But if they put the buy before the granny, no wildcard.
From Brunt, buying a North membership next year? Question mark. Still a massive Pies fan. Oh, sorry, he's not a question mark. Buying a North Melbourne membership next year, still a massive Pies fan, but they need a two club member next year.
Hey, two of us.
Sonia was so good while you were away, Sam.
Yeah, I listened to, I didn't get to listen to all of them, but I listened to parts of it.
They know, I'll tell you what, they need more than fucking old mates membership, I'll tell you, the Genghis. as much as I love Sonia, oof, they're not well.
They're exactly where the D's were 10 years ago. Exactly. And I actually looked up, coincidentally, that round 10 years ago, they beat Melbourne by 20 goals. And they're not quick fix. I think so. Yeah.
Oof.
There's some math science work for us.
Yeah.
From Nico, how does Swanee feel about being the second best pie of all time behind Nick Dacos?
Well, you know, I'm just going to have to bend the knee. There's not much I can do. He's going to, and I hope he gets suspended so I'm the last Brownlow winner. So I'd be belt someone in the next 5 weeks.
Do you reckon that's likely?
No, I do Carleon. Not. I do not think that's likely. No, he may end up, the trajectory he's going to be the best. And well, it's obviously a very big thing to put on someone's very, very young shoulders, but his trajectory is, he may very well be fucking better than everyone has ever played at Collingwood, which is frightening.
Early in his career.
Yeah, well, he's $1.50 for the Brownlow now.
Maybe someone who can get Peter Dacos to stand at North Melbourne State.
Mate, I'll tell you what, I'm saying, exactly. Sonia needs to go pay for Peter's loads.
Oh, dear.
Does. Like, they need to, North Melbourne and West Coast need to put him out. Put him out to start Frankel. need to. There's a lot of single women out there that want fucking sport children, their children to be unbelievable sportsmen. Don't knock on Pete's door.
This is from Tommy. Ralphie, a Fremantle still the premiership favourites. I'm backing the lads for a big back end of the year. I've bundled up my Fremantle premiership public ticket with my Commonwealth Games tickets.
Righto, I'll put
them on eBay. From TDL, why do we park on driveways and drive on the parkways?
Baffled me.
Fuck, I got no idea.
Great question.
From Jason. G'day, Swanee. When are we getting on the beers with Potsy and the Pines boys from Bussy?
When we
not this weekend, obviously.
No, not this. Well, I've had beers after every game I've played at the Pines so far, but hopefully once we win the premiership, there'll be beers for about a week.
I've noticed, and I've really loved how you've change from they in previous games that you've played for other teams to we. Quite a collective.
Well, because I'm there for the rest of the year, I'm not.
Yeah, and I love it. I love that you've truly embraced it.
I bought in.
So
I've been in training yet, but
yeah, that's all right. You're buying in on game day, and that's what matters. Exactly. So my next question is,
I will get a training, but I keep asking. I'm like, fuck, I've actually got something. Well, you know, I think I'm just making excuses. But actually, every Thursday, I've actually had. I've got something on until the last round of the year, then I can go to training.
Have you pointed out to them, though, that you would be in peak hour traffic just to get down?
I've got to think about that.
So
now I'll put that in here.
Yeah, now well,
kilometres per hour of
anyone around the Frankston Cranbourne area, if you want to have a bit of a lunch and need someone to talk to.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. A bit of coterie group. Yeah.
That's it.
So if you bought in, which we've said quite passionately, and I'm very proud of you. So. Do you know the words to the song?
No.
Okay. Yes.
And I don't know the word of the super song, because they're both made up ones. You know, it's not like, obviously, if I know.
Dane, they're all made up.
No, they're not. Well, it's their own fucking song. It's not like it's a Carlton theme song with Pines put in. It's like a whole.
Should that be illegal?
Yeah, because I was like, and it's a long one too. It's like
the Port Adelaide one.
It's
fuck
not
that's
a basic one. It goes for a while. It's like a couple of choruses, and then I was off. Covered verses. So I was like, I played 3 more games for them in the regular season, and then however many finals we play. Said, so I don't think I'll know it by then. Well, I'm going to have to get it on Spotify or something.
Yeah.
Play it. But,
and it's not like at an AFL game where you get the subtitles with the song when you win at the end.
And it's not even up on the board. Like, you know, where I can just try and get the get the fucking tune in my head melody, man, and just like go along with the words. But so I don't know the words.
Okay. This is from Amy. Currently getting a magpie tattoo with September flowers. Should I add a 36?
Yeah, for Harvey Harrison. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, why not get a 36? It's a great number.
From Mitch Rhiannon. What's happened to Swanee's power rankings? Haven't seen him since round 15.
Yeah, come on, mate.
Yeah, no, I just forgot.
Do you know what, though? Like, while I was away, I was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to have a break from footy.
Just waiting for Carmen to lose again.
They were your main inspiration.
I'll bring him back. Oh, I won't bring him back this Sunday. I'll try and get him back Monday. I'll do something on the plane on the way home.
I missed them because I didn't necessarily want to really follow the footy balls away when I had a holiday. Stephen couldn't let go. So there was obviously football happening in some background.
So I used my news source.
I used Dane's Power Rankings. That's how I thought I was going to stay in the loop. And I said to Stephen yesterday, I was like, I've got a podcast tomorrow about football and I did no research while I was away because I wanted to step away. And I wanted to use Dane's Power Rankings to kind of keep me in the loop and I've missed them.
Let's be honest, there's one fucking powerful side, and if Collingwood don't win the flat, like, they're miles ahead of everyone else. You know, like Chris Coe goes, if we're at our best, we'll be the danger. Well, no shit, if everyone's at their best, Collingwood are clearly the best side in it. Like, that's why we play the games, because like, some sides aren't at their best, some sides don't play their best.
What if they don't win every quarter?
Yeah, well, expected scores is a big thing, but
it's their premiership to lose,
absolutely,
as they're saying.
If Collingwood don't win the flag, it's been a failure of a year. They've either choked it or something has completely gone fucking tits up in the finals.
What if their math science penny flips on the wrong day?
I think they'll lose again in the regular season.
Maybe this week.
But I think they might get up for the board. I think they might lose.
And what a power rankings episode.
This is from Jono. If a blind person pulls you off, does that mean they gave you a head job?
Huh?
I don't understand that.
If a blind person pulls you off, does it mean they gave you a head job? I don't think so.
This is from Lister. What's the best sledge you've copped?
That joke's gone over my head.
Whilst on the field giving back.
I've often wondered this, actually.
No, people are pretty good. People have been pretty good. They don't really say much. Actually, a bloke got up to push me against Super Rules.
If you could see his face.
Oh, it's just you peasant.
The disdain. I tackled him late in the eye. I did get him while I was a free kick. He got up and pushed me. He's like, fuck it. I was like, mate, I didn't mean it. Like, fucking what about the look of the face? So fucking relax, mate. Okay, it's a free kick, I didn't mean it, and I hardly hit you, so stop fucking complaining. And he pushed me, mate, you've been trying as hard as you can all day. I've decided to fucking take it a little bit more serious, now you're having a sook. Fucking relax, would you, buddy?
Fucking someone offers you a Kevin O'Merlin blend.
Oh, yes, what an analogy, Ralph. Perfect for our audience.
What cheese would you pair with?
With the MCC committee on Sunday.
But people are pretty good, but I'm not an asshole. I don't run around trying to push and shove people. But I don't think anyone's really. I'm not about to have a shot at goal. Just.
Do you reckon he was a Pies supporter?
He was, apparently.
He would have been. He would have broke his little heart.
Yeah, I wish I could. I'd be fine. What stays in the white line when that happens? People are pretty good. Obviously, I'm old and a lot of good overweight and can't kick that far anymore, but people are pretty good, pretty relaxed. Yeah.
This is from Ross. Rate your goal umpiring out of 10, Ralph. It's a very good flag waver.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Are you aspiring to ascend?
Has Dave Roden need to look out?
Would you like to be as happy in life as Dave Roden?
Yeah, no, he's one likes a gold more than Dave Roden.
He's so lovely
just
too.
Awesome. Yeah.
He works for KPI.
Does he? Yeah. Speaking of, we're going to take a photo, obviously, as we do. You'd be very proud of Dane. He's wearing a uniform.
My cousin played juniors with him. Play the counters with him.
Don't brush over it, Dane. He's wearing his uniform today. And when I say uniform...
I've got tracksuit pants. I've got to go home and put some...
Correct. Was he the same draft as you?
He was probably him and Luke Ball, the two best juniors I've ever seen.
Wow. Really?
Dave Brown was unbelievable. Used to have all over people running around. Like, you just couldn't find catching. Like, it was unbelievable. I reckon you would have been better today because back then it was like, if you're that small, you sort of got looked, you sort of, you weren't the biffy, like a full pocket or something. But I reckon in today's day and age, I reckon you probably would have got more of a go. You're so unbelievable.
Yes. This is from, I'll combine these two, from Luke Foreman, we've pretty much covered it, but why is the AFL trying to become like the NFL? And from PJ Marty, thoughts on the finals wildcard system? So we've covered that.
Yeah, well, money, obviously, and if in that buy round they get two games of 150,000 people combined, ticket sales, you do the math, Ralph. Yeah. That's TV rights, more money in TV rights. So that, and I actually think it's a good idea if they keep the pre-finals buy.
This is from Matt. Pleasure watching Dane selflessly give back on the weekend. Is the foot okay?
It's a great question. We haven't checked in.
Foot's not too bad. Probably a couple more kicks than I would have liked on the weekend because I played two games. But it is actually a little bit sore still. But it'll be fine in 10 days when I have to play again.
Mm.
Keep off my feet. That's what I might tell the clients. Oh, foot's a bit sore. I don't know. I'm just going to go. But keep me fresh for the weekend.
And also, I guess you're going to run that past Taylor as well. You need to really, because you've got to work. So you've got to.
Working today, yeah. You've
got to keep off your feet.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I'm not good with like flat shoes. That's what hurts me.
Mm.
Like if I wear like, what do you call them? Like leather shoes or.
When I say he's in his uniform, he's got a hoodie on that has KPI on it. But it's still a step in the right direction, Dane.
I've got to go home and put some prop pants on. A couple of meetings today.
And by meetings, you mean.
I'll have to eat.
Yeah, correct. And you have them over lunch.
Well, no, one's at 11, one's at 1.
Perfect.
Yeah.
In the same venue?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bit of
might have a peppermint tea at 1.
Yeah?
Yeah, and then might have...
Bit of miso cod somewhere? Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, there it is. Yeah. Have you kind of, I don't know, if you and KPI have had some conversations with Nobu? Like, surely there's got to be some kind of... Loyalty program.
I'm not paying, so it
doesn't
bother me.
Right.
This is from Rick. I'll finish on this. Thoughts on Bucks having a hit out? Heavy quarter time?
In the red and black.
Yeah, he's playing this weekend, isn't he?
Yeah.
What I know is he may laugh and be in jest like pre-game, but once that fucking whistle goes, he won't be able to help himself. So he will hurt himself, absolutely, because he doesn't know how to not give anything but 100% anything to do with football. Coaching, playing. He'll either come in at 40 and kick 5 and like kick goals from everywhere, or he'll do his calf in the first 5 minutes and be sitting on the bench.
Funny, complete coincidental. I was with a good social mate of his, he's not involved in footy, on the weekend, and he said exactly the words you said.
Yeah.
Now, Rick emailed me after Bob Mack won for math science.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said thank you. So I emailed him back and his mailbox is full.
Right.
So Rick, I did try to. So I appreciate your note. We like giving back on that.
Delete your fucking messages, Rick.
Yeah.
Do a bit of a clean up.